WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after signing the U.S. peace plan in Egypt, President Trump back at the White House hosting Argentina's leader for tariff talks. When asked by ABC's Karen Travers how he will get Hamas to disarm, the president issued a warning.
They're going to disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
The president added it will happen quickly and perhaps violently. The IDF today says five Palestinians were killed in Gaza after violating the ceasefire military line, and the Red Cross and IDF announced they're preparing to receive more deceased hostages located in Gaza today. This afternoon, President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Kirk was fatally shot last month at a college event in Utah. Kirk would have turned 32 today. The government shutdown, now entering a third week. Republicans and Democrats remain deadlocked over restoring health care benefits. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills before the winter heating moratorium begins. Each year from November 1st to April 15th, utility companies are prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Residents with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. A recent National Highway Traffic Safety Administration study found that Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of fatal crashes involving police pursuits. According to the study, 11 of the 535 fatal crashes in the state in 2023 involved a police pursuit, which is a little over 2% of those crashes. The Wisconsin State Patrol's policy is to only engage in a pursuit if it can be done without creating unreasonable danger to the public. State troopers will often allow a fleeing suspect to escape for safety before tracking them down afterwards. The case against a 13-year-old Superior boy accused of shooting at deputies will proceed in adult court following a judge's ruling on Friday. According to court documents, the juvenile suspect allegedly fired at least four shots at deputies responding to the town of Superior home in May. The boy's facing multiple felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Authorities say the boy's grandmother called them after he used gas to start a fire next to a tree, and he threatened to shoot the responding deputy before retrieving a long gun from the home. One juvenile was killed and another injured in a Polk County UTV crash over the weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, authorities responded to the crash in the town of Farmington at around 7 p.m. on Saturday. Their initial investigation found that neither the driver nor passenger were wearing seatbelts when they lost control of the vehicle and rolled into a ditch. The passenger was airlifted from the scene but died as a result of the injuries they sustained. The driver was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances making their way through the area this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely for tonight. That'll come to an end, though. Look for clouds at temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunshine returning Wednesday. Right now, it's 51.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down until we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Kennedy Jr. says that circumcision could be linked to autism via Tylenol. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody, on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Hour number two underway. Glad to have you along from the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Zommers, let's take a quick look outside, shall we, at the old Sam Davidson street cam there in downtown Madison. Fairly quiet, overcast skies right now, but people milling about. What they're excited for, Zommers, is what's coming up tomorrow in Waukesha. Because now tomorrow, downtown Madison will be a ghost town. They'll all be in Waukesha, or at least we hope.
I believe so.
I think so, too. Talking about this great new film, if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or X, you can see that I've done a costume change during the hour break out of my Bob Uecker jersey, at least for now, and into my green and gold. As we welcome in the producer, one of the producers and stars of this great new film, No Packers, No Life, Ty Morris, who was here earlier with us. But Ty, welcome back. You brought a great new friend, Ray Kubota.
Yes, thanks so much for having us. We got Ray here all the way from Japan.
This is amazing. You guys are already in the greater Milwaukee area. And Ray, let's start with you because Ty has been on before. We'll get back. Well, actually, you know what, Ty, set us up just for people that might not have joined us on other broadcasts. Tell us the synopsis in a minute or two of this film, No Packers, No Life, and how it came about.
Absolutely. 7 years ago, I'm wandering around Tokyo. Been there 100+ times. Never seen a Packer jersey. And, Tokyo's 40 million people. So on any given block, there's 100 bars. And it just so happened that I randomly walk into this bar and I see a guy in a Brett Favre jersey. And that's where this story starts 7 years ago. And I quietly whisper, "Go Pack, go." And this guy turns around and he goes, "Go Pack, go." And I'm like, "Go Pack, go." And then he screams, "Go Pack, go." And from there, we just started naming Packer players back and forth. And as we're doing this, people start coming out of the woodwork with Packer jerseys on. And I quickly learned that this was the Japanese Packers cheering team. And that's who I stumbled on that day. And Ray is a part of that team as well. So, yeah, that's the documentary is about meeting them and bringing them to Green Bay to watch some games.
Well, I've seen, we've played the trailer here a couple of times. We'll play it again tomorrow when we do the show live with you guys down in Waukesha. But already what I'm excited about is looking at something that, as Wisconsinites, we feel like it's ingrained in us as Packer fans. We feel like we know it. But to see this through the lens of someone from a different culture, from a different country, I think it's just going to be special and fascinating. By the way, folks, if you want to join us tomorrow, a handful of tickets, I understand, still available for tomorrow's premiere. It's at the Marcus Majestic Theater in Waukesha. Tickets are, yes, $100, but a portion of these proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin. Great food and drink included. Former Packers like Antonio Freeman going to be there. You can meet Ty and Ray and several others, and Sean, who's been on the show before. Go to nopackersnolife.com. nopackersnolife.com, and you can join us tomorrow night as well. And then on October 17th, Marcus Theaters throughout Wisconsin, including Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, Gurnee, Illinois, and other places are going to start showing this film as well. So check it out at the MarcusTheaters.com site. Ray, let's go to you now. I'm excited to meet you. Welcome to Wisconsin. And what is it? Give us, how did this Packers cheering team, because when Sean first told me about Packer cheer team, I thought, like, are these like traditional, like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders? No. This is a group of people that get together in Japan that cheer for the Green Bay Packers. How did this start?
One day, Ken, who is the most oldest person, wrote on the blog, let's get party. And this is a start of my Packer cheering team.
It was a Packer blog in Japan, and, you know, hey, let's have a party. Yeah. And boom, Packer fans showed up.
Now, I understand, Ray, are you the youngest person of of the group?
Wow. I'm the youngest person.
May I ask how old you are?
How old are you?
I'm 29 years old.
29. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, 29 years old. Yeah, and I'm very young, so... When I was in a junior high, I came across to the Packers game, Super Bowl 45th.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. So you're in this film, correct?
Yeah. Just a few seconds.
What's it like being a movie star now? I mean, you're in a film. It's going to be in a theater. What's that experience like for you?
Yeah, it's very, very awesome experience. Right. This is the start for my... star.
You got the right guys around you. Believe me.
This is just the beginning for Ray.
Right.
The star is rising.
I mean, Brad Pitt, you know, watch out. I mean, Ray's going to knock him off this perch. This is so you're here in Milwaukee now. What is this your second time in Wisconsin then?
Yeah. Last year, I came to the Wisconsin in Green Bay, and what's a Packers game.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. What's really important, though, Todd, is right now the Japanese Packers cheering team is 4-0 in games. So, I mean, if there's any strategy us Packer fans want, it's making sure these guys are at the game, because Ray was just here over the weekend. That was the fourth win, so loving it so far.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking with Ty Morris and Ray Kubota from who's Ray is from Japan, a part of this brand new film called No Packers, No Life. And let me tell you how great these people are who are involved with this film. I have a bird in my ear who is telling me that the great folks at No Packers, No Life are willing to give away one more set. So two more tickets to tomorrow night's VIP premiere. You can be there in person. So we're going to, what's your favorite number? 1 through 10, Ray, between 1 through 10, what's your favorite number?
I mean, 1 through 10, pick a number.
Oh, 1 to 10?
Just pick one.
It's very, I like three.
Three.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is the third caller to call our phone line will win these two tickets. All right? You have people to join us tomorrow between 5:30 and 6:30. The movie is at 7. So give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-742. 855-752-4842. Jeez, Todd. All right. So give us a call. If you could join us tomorrow, we'll take caller number three. Ty, what was it like for you? Just you first met these folks in Japan, but then you got to know them. And what did you know after spending time that was unexpected? What didn't you expect to discover?
I think it was so amazing was just the core human component of it, right? So we all bonded over the Packers, but then we came to learn so much about each other. Like, oh, you know, this person likes to sing. This person also likes to make music. You know, this person also spends their weekends watching their kids play sports. Like, mm-hmm. there's all these things that came out of it, you know, music, writing, like just so many components that we found hanging out with each other that, you know, walking down the street in Tokyo or in even in Wisconsin, we never would have known. We had this one thing that brought us together, and then we built all these relationships around it. And I think those friendships, to be honest, they, you know, they've endured and they become even more important. I mean, we love the Packers,
right?
But they become even more important than that. I mean, it's very deep.
And I that's the part of it. I mean, I love Packers, obviously, but that's the part of the story that I cannot wait to watch tomorrow night. And again, you can join us. You can still buy a handful of tickets left at nopackersnolife.com. Nopackersnolife.com. And for caller number three, you are going to get to join us. Zomers has been screening the calls. Hello, you're on the Todd Allball Show. Who am I talking with?
Joel,
where are you calling from?
Waukesha.
Right in Waukesha. Are you able to go to this event, the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, tomorrow at 5:30?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations. You are caller number three. You're going to get to meet Ty and Ray tomorrow, and to a lesser degree, Zomers and myself, but they're the stars of the show. So don't go anywhere, Joel. Thank you for listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, Waukesha. Do not hang up. Zomers will take your information off the air, and courtesy of the great people at No Packers, No Life, you're going to be our guest tomorrow.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Joel. Appreciate your listenership. So how about that, guys? I mean, it didn't take long at all, and people are calling in, and they're excited about this film.
I love it. I cannot wait for them to see it. I can't wait for Ray to sit in the theater coming all the way from Japan just to sit in a Marcus theater, have a beer, and watch his Japanese Packers cheering team on the screen. I think just sharing the moment, sharing our love for Wisconsin, our love for the team, and then just our love for each other. It's going to be awesome, man.
Ray, in your visits to Wisconsin, what surprised you about Wisconsin after you came here? What was unexpected about people here in Wisconsin or Green Bay that you didn't know before you visited?
Green Bay people is very, very welcome, closely and friendly. And it's very, very nice.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, as I have friends from Central America, and I think getting to know people from other countries, I've learned more about myself. And I bet you that the people that you stayed with and interacted in Green Bay, I bet you they would say the same thing about you and the cheer team from Japan, because I bet your friendliness and your welcoming was as well received by Wisconsinites as you felt that from the folks in Green Bay. And that's the great thing about the Packers, right, is that it brings us all together.
Yeah, and I think it's amazing because we all keep getting together, whether it's in Japan or whether it's in Wisconsin, we all keep getting together because, you know, we just discovered that bond. And, you know, for us Wisconsin people, it's amazing. I think you're totally right, Todd. It's like a mirror held up. And, you know, in some ways, there was just beautiful things that I didn't appreciate about being a Wisconsinite, where it's like, wow, we really are, you know, these warm, friendly people that are like, yeah, sure, come stay at my house. Yeah, let's have a beer in the backyard next to a bonfire. Let's hang out and watch some football. It was really, you know, it was a proud moment for you know, being a Wisconsinite too.
I think it's great. Ray, when people visit Japan, are Americans kind of jerks, or are we friendly? Are most of them like Ty?
Yeah, he's very, very funny.
Very funny. That's great.
Yeah, I'm very funny person.
You got to be able to laugh, right? From the trailer we saw you guys doing the ski shots. I mean, that's hilarious. That's great. So, well, I can't wait to meet you in person tomorrow, Ray, and Ty as well. We appreciate your time. Again, people can go to nopackersnolife.com. A couple of tickets still left for tomorrow's world premiere in Waukesha at the Marcus Theater. And then across the state, starting on October 17th, you can buy tickets at marcustheater.com. Ty Morris and Ray Kubota, thank you very much. We appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Go Pack Go!
Thanks for having us. Go Pack Go! See and you tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk to you later, guys. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. More on the other side. It's the All Balls Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Across Wisconsin, it's the All Balls Show. Thanks for joining us on NCLS Day 2. That's right, the Brewers taking on the Dodgers tonight. How great was that, Zomers, having Ray from Japan on the show? He's in Milwaukee for the premiere of No Packers, No Life. He's going to the game tonight. You can't blame him for, you know, rooting for Shohei Ohtani.
No, you really can't. I mean, and he is a fantastic player.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, geez, you're from Japan, you get to see one of the people from your...
An absolute legend, really.
A legend, right, in Japan. You get to see him pitch live tonight at AmFam Field. So I hope that Ray has a great time. I just hope that Shohei doesn't win.
Yeah. Maybe Shohei can have a decent play or two as long as it doesn't win the game.
Exactly right. The Dodgers taking on the Brewers tonight, 6:30 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock. That's when things will get underway at AmFam Field for Game 2. The Dodgers won last night in a close one, 2-1. What a game. Going to talk about that in just a little bit. You can hear the game tonight on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WCQ in Park Falls, and WBZH in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. And thanks to Sean Hanisch for giving away two more tickets to that world premiere. How cool is that? And thanks, Joel, for listening and calling in.
And so we got somebody from Waukesha going now. So we got people from all over, all kinds of listeners going.
Exactly.
So that's a lot of fun. You can join Zomer and I at the event tomorrow. We're going to do the show from the Majestic Theater, the Marcus Theater in Waukesha tomorrow. And hopefully some former Packers on the show. Ty, Sean, other people from the film will be with us as well. And talking about really this connection between Wisconsin and Japan and the Green Bay Packers. Of course, you can hear the Packers on several of our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, we're going to play some of these cuts from last night on the from the Brewers-Dodgers game in a bit. Might get to a couple more news stories. But first, how about a little What's Worse, Zombers? Here we go, What's Worse. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard in all 10 news, weather, sports station, talk stations across the state of Wisconsin. All right, now a lot of people are going to be going out to eat to watch the Brewer game, because a lot of people, they like to go to a bar or go to a Packers game, and supper clubs in particular, right, on the weekend. Or occasionally during Thursday or Friday, maybe as well. So, category today, bread edition. We should dial up some bread. Can you name one song by Bread? I cannot.
Phil D could.
Terry Barr could. I cannot. Anyway, so here's the category. Dinner roll or no dinner roll? A dinner roll or no dinner roll? In other words, do you want a dinner roll with your meal when you go out or no dinner roll? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. See, I can say it now fine, but turning to the contest, I couldn't say it. I don't know what's the matter with me. Also, you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Text us in. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll? Zomers?
I feel like for this one, the deciding factor is how hungry you are. Because I don't know a whole lot of people who are able to eat bread and don't like it.
Right.
Like I love bread.
Good point.
Oh, because I am able to eat it. I'm thankful that I don't have celiac or something like that. And I love a good dinner roll. Nice and warm. Get a little bit of fresh, like real butter on there. Yeah. That is delicious.
It's fantastic, right? Check it in. Our very own Terry Barr on YouTube watching. We appreciate Terry as always. She says a warm dinner roll with tons of butter.
Exactly. It's delicious. Right. The problem is, I am no longer an insatiable black hole like I was when I was 12. And so now, like, if I'm ordering something or making a meal that I'm excited for and want to eat more of, then I won't, you know, I don't actually want or won't make dinner rolls because I want to be able to eat more of it. So
yeah,
I feel like dinner.
There's nothing when you go out. I mean, but I think you kind of nailed it, Zomers. I mean, I don't, especially in a place that will serve you a dinner roll. I'm not eating at those kind of places, you know, weekly.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, when you make it a special time, you go out to a place like that. I mean, I love a good dinner roll.
Me too.
Tom. Oh, here we go. See, this is why I love this show, amongst many reasons. Our great listeners. Tom in Hartford, listening on WAUK, says Horse With No Name. There's a song by Bread. I love that. No, it's not.
Horse With No Name is by America.
See, Terry could have told us that.
Sorry,
as well.
That is close. It's the right vibe. Close. It is the
right
vibe. But no,
right.
I pulled up Make It With You by Bread for the way out.
All right, very good. Very good. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I'm with Terry on this and you. I mean, some places will bring you like those little mini loaves. Like they just baked like a mini loaf of bread.
I love those.
And they bring a big knife and you cut it at the table. And it's warm and it's delicious.
It's been so long since I've had one of those, but they're so good.
It's fan-dang. Well, I got together with my friend Nick Johnson, who used to work with me at the Capitol, and we went to the Tornado Room here in Madison.
All right.
We stopped over there for a nice dinner to catch up, And Marge, shout out to Marge, who listens to this show. I didn't know that till I went to make reservations. So thank you, Marge, for getting us a very nice quarter table in the bar, a booth.
And for not hanging up on you when you tried to make reservations.
Yeah, another place. We had a booth in the bar thanks to Marge, and they bring you warm, fresh bread like that and a big old slab of Wisconsin butter.
Mm.
All right, we'll finish this up on the other side. Also, hear some of the cuts from the Brewers game last night and more. Do not go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday. Right now, a farm update with Pam Yonke and her team at Midwest Farm Report. You're listening to the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
I really think that we could make it.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Royalty living in Tomo, Wisconsin. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, and I'll have that story headed your way right after this.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
And I'm talking today to Josie Bailey. She's the 2025 National Guernsey Queen. She tells us about the path that she took that led her to the Guernsey breed.
I just really liked their docile temperament, but also the milk. That was kind of the big pusher just because I grew up on a commercial dairy farm that they can be A2A2, which is, you know, on the rage right now. And then when it comes to their components, they are higher in butter fat and protein, and that's, you know, essentially what your milk check is based off of. So having those higher components also helps them. And then lastly, I'd definitely say their size, as they're not as big as a Holstein, they're not as small as a Jersey, but they're kind of just the right size where they're efficient. They're not the Jersey, but they are right next to the Jersey with those components, having that, and then the efficiency for their size.
Josie Bailey along with us, the 2025 National Guernsey Queen. Don't touch that radio dial. I'll be back with a look at your closing markets right after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your closing markets this Tuesday. December corn is up 2.25 at 4.13, and November soybeans are down 1.25 at 10.06.5. December wheat closed up 3.5 at 5.25, and July 2026 wheat contracts closed up 2.75 at 5.40.5. Taking a look at dairy, November Class 3 milk contracts are trading up 32 cents at 16.41, and December Class 3 milk is trading up 30 cents at 16.61 per hundredweight. 40-pound block cheese closed up 3.75 today at 170.75, and AA butter closed up 2 at 164. For the latest Wisconsin Ag news, be sure to visit our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances making their way through the area this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely for tonight. That'll come to an end, though. Look for clouds and temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunshine returning Wednesday. Right now, it's 51.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser, and then comedy sports director Mike Kauth joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Great song. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you along here on this Tuesday, October 14th, Game 2 day of the NLCS. Dodgers visiting the Brewers. More on that in just a bit, but first of all, finishing up today's category of what's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. David, listening in the old RC on WRCE in Richland Center, says, if by bread, dinner roll, warm with butter, warm not because the Milwaukee manager had it in his back pocket. No pocket pancakes, no pocket dinner rolls or butter, I don't believe, David. But thank you, appreciate that. By the way, the song coming in there, Everything I Own by Bread, Matt in Richland Center, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, listening on WRCE, says, I would give everything I own for a different what's worse question. This is another doobie smoking question. I can neither confirm nor deny CP's state of soberness when he wrote this one.
I will say, though, very clever using the bread song there.
Yeah, well done, Matt. Well done indeed. Let's see here. Also, this is fantastic. Kurt in Madison, listening on MDX, says, a Lambert's Cafe is the restaurant famous for throwing dinner rolls at customers. This tradition is a signature part of the dining experience at the location in Foley, Alabama, and Sixton and Ozark, Missouri. Diners can raise their hands to signal a server who will then toss them a hot, fresh roll. You better have good hands or you might go hungry, right?
Or you might just have to, you know, I wonder how many of them miss. How many times does it end up on the floor?
I bet the servers hit it, but it's just a matter of whether the guests can catch it, yeah. You know? Chris, listening in beautiful Blue River on WRCE, says, I need me some carbs. Arthur's Restaurant in Spring Green used to bring you a fresh loaf of bread. Indeed, they did. Maybe they still do. Haven't eaten there in a minute. Great place in beautiful Spring Green, Wisconsin. Arthur's, one of our many fine supper clubs throughout Wisconsin here, right? 855-752-484. True. Wow, what happened to my voice there? I'll tell you what happened in just a minute. Troy, one of our big winners, who's going to be down with us tomorrow in Waukesha for the premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater. Troy, again, congratulations. Thanks for listening. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll?
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to it for tomorrow.
Me too.
Definitely no dinner roll. I like something to sop up the gravy with.
Another great point, so, right? Yeah.
Yes. And I've eaten at Lambert's, and it's
really
fun. They also walk around with sides in like buckets.
Really? And like mashed potatoes and stuff?
If you want more sides, they'll bring you sides over. Sides are all you can eat, basically.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I have to check that out sometime in those areas. Thanks, Troy. Safe travels. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Steve in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK, says, got to have the yeast roll with the meal. Yeah, good yeast dinner roll. Absolutely. PJ watching on YouTube says, no dinner roll equals no appetizer bread. Sticks are addicting with garlic butter. Yeah, right? A breadstick. I mean, that's those great supper clubs we have in Wisconsin. We'll do a whole segment on that. I think Terry Barr has actually done a reporting, maybe a Slice of Wisconsin series on Wisconsin supper clubs, because you get the relish tray, and some places have like the, you got the Owl's Nest cheese dip amongst others, spread that's made here in Wisconsin, and you get the breadsticks, and you get the crackers. And my grandpa Wallace, we go to a supper club, and he'd go through the salad, because you get salad bar at these places as well. And we're not talking any, just run-of-the-mill. These are a meal in and of themselves sometimes. And he used to take two or three, breadsticks. They come in pairs in a little plastic. And he just put them in his pocket and just take them home. And my grandma would say, Warren, honestly, well, I paid for it.
Also with supper clubs, there are some books about Wisconsin supper clubs.
Yes.
There's two of them, which were gifted to me for Christmas last year by Pat Kreitlow. Thank you very much, Pat.
Well, that's very
cool. He's had the author on his show.
Wow, that's
who
neat.
Was also involved with a movie about Wisconsin supper clubs. Mm-hmm. So we have a connection if we want to talk about that.
I think we should do that sometime, because there are so many in all parts of Wisconsin. It is a Wisconsin thing, Wisconsin supper club. So, Zomer's very – I think we both have already said it, but officially, what's worse?
Yeah, officially, I am going to say that no dinner roll is worse.
Totally agree. Can't go to a supper club or a nice restaurant and not have hot, fresh bread. All right, 40 minutes now past the hour, or 20 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, whichever you prefer. Want to play a couple of these cuts from the Brewer game last night. Now, here's what happened. And Zomer's going to attest to this as he witnessed it firsthand. We're cleaning up after the show. We're getting ready for today's show. And I'm packing things up. I got my backpack on, my Brewer's jacket on. I'm ready to head out. And I get a phone call from our friend, Sean Hanisch, of Just a Bit Outside and No Packers, No Life. And he says, quick question. Would you want to go to the game tonight? I said, are you crazy? What? And he goes, yeah. And I'll let him, if he wants at some point, tell the rest of the story. But I'm going to cut to the chase. He and his son had tickets to the game, and he was able to get, shall we just say, an upgrade. And so he was going to be somewhere else in the ballpark. And so one of his fellow team members on Cannonball Productions that has done No Packers, No Life is in town for tomorrow night's event in Waukesha. And so his name is Derek, lovely person. We sat next to each other last night. He said, Derek's going to use one, but if you want, the other one is yours, no cost. I said, I'm there. And so I have left the station and headed down to I-94 and got to get this is the kind of guy Sean is. He goes, also, I have a parking pass. I'll just forward that to you. So the guy picked up the ticket plus the parking, and I got there like in the middle of the second inning. And what was really cool about it, and by the way, thank you, Sean, for your extraordinarily graciousness and kindness and thinking of me, is that I literally parked out in the Euchre Yout parking lot. Like, I was halfway to downtown Milwaukee. I was like in the last row. So I had to walk all the way through the parking, the far parking to get in. And I was coming in on the back side of AmFam Field, and they had the panels open. The roof was closed, but the panels were, so you could see inside, and the sound.
That's always so cool.
Coming out with a full stadium was just, it gave me goosebumps walking in last night. And then to get in there and sat next to Derek from Cannonball Productions, great guy, and watch this game and to be there and to literally feel that energy, because that place was rocking last night. I anticipate it will be again tonight. Great crowd. And to see this firsthand was amazing. So thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so my voice is a little... A little rough today.
Probably not going to be a whole lot better because you're busy this week. I can attest. It was very funny. We were talking about planning for the show, just about wrapping up for the day. And then you're like, oh, I got to take this hit, Sean.
Right.
And, all that happens. And I'm like, get out of here. Go.
Dave in New Berlin says, holy crap, Todd. You change clothes more often than Cher. Yes, because I had my Brewers jersey on. Then I changed into my Packers stuff for the stuff with Ty and Ray. And now I'm back in my Bob Uecker Milwaukee. I wish I had as much talent as Cher has in her pinky toe. You know, I mean, wow, that'd be great. All right, let's get to these highlights last night. And there were a couple, actually. Let's start with the big one. This is the call by Brian Anderson on TBS last night on television of Sal Frelick saving a grand slam. Bases were loaded, Dodgers at the plate, and we'll let you hear for yourself. Here's the call by BA on TBS Sports.
For two, and Muncy skies one to center field, hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw, not in time. No, he's out. He's out.
It was incredible. So what happened was, I forget who the Dodger hitter was, up and hits this 404 feet. Frelick times it perfectly. He was playing center last night. Times it perfectly, jumps up. Ball hits his glove as it would have been a grand slam. Hits his glove, and it bounces back into play, and it hits the outfield wall and then into Frelick's hands and glove. He throws it into the infield. Was it Ortiz that made the...
I think so.
I think Ortiz made the throw then to Contreras, who gets the out at the plate. And then, as B.A. said on the call, there's chaos. The Dodgers don't know what happened. They got to go back and tag. And then Contreras runs down to third, touches third for the forced out there. And if you were in the ballpark or you're watching it on TV, I don't know. I forget who was on second, the Dodger, who stayed there because they didn't know for sure what had just happened. And Contreras walks over to second and gets right in the face of the Dodger on second. And I don't know what they said, but the body language did not seem to be, how are you doing?
Very smart of Contreras, though, jog over to third just in case it played out the way it did.
Right.
I was watching it on TV. Mm-hmm. And when this happens, someone runs up to go talk to Sal. And you can see, I will clean up for radio. You can clearly read his lips as he's saying, "What the heck just happened?"
Right. It was a lot of people are saying on social and other places, sports writers, never seen a play like that, certainly not in postseason.
I think that's the first one like that in postseason.
What a tremendous defensive effort last night by Frelick, and quite frankly, the entire team. Now, you have this guy, Snell, who was pitching for the Dodgers last night, probably one of the top five pitchers in Major League Baseball. Here is Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers last night, courtesy of our own great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who was in the clubhouse last night after the game. This is Clemens getting the audio from Murph on going up against Snell.
Anything going, you know, those pitches are really hard to bunt. They're really hard to put in play. And, you know, we don't usually punch out 10 times, but, you know, it's what happened. And our defense was great. I mean, our defense played great. The play Sal made, Collins made a great play. Terang made three or four really nice plays. That was a great performance on our half. Our pitching staff, for the most part, did a really, really good job. You know, Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while. So,
we have time to play the next Murph clip on Freddie Freeman. We want to come back and do that. All right, we'll come back to the other side and do that. Also, a quote by or a cut from Sal Frelick on that double play ball last night. And Yelly, got a cut from him, courtesy of Mike Clemens as well. We always appreciate Mike's great reporting. Again, a guy who's just everywhere these days with the Brewers in postseason, the Packers, the Badgers, he's everywhere. And what was great about this game, and I'm not sure if it came through on television, radio or not, is that being there, these guys, our Brewers, they're locked in. I mean, I was a wreck in the stands, but these guys are locked in. I got a good feeling about tonight. We'll talk about tonight's game on the other side. A few more cuts. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin and Civic Media.
Just to touch you once again.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew,
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News. Keep it playing there, Zombers. Depending on which of the stations you listen to. Weather update, sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. And then Schwabba comes in. Pete Schwabba for Nightline from 6 until 8. Love this song from the Violent Femmes, a Wisconsin-based band. You can hear it in the great film, Just a Bit Outside, story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers by our friends Sean Hannish and Kelly Call. It is streaming for free on the Roku channel, also available on Apple TV, on Amazon Prime, and a couple other places as well. It's a great primer. Get you ready for the NLCS tonight. You can hear it on many of our fine Civic Media stations on the Brewers Radio Network, LA Dodgers. Taking on our Milwaukee Brewers for Game 2 of the NLCS. Pre-game show at 6:30. First pitch just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Catch it! Brewer fever! Got a good feeling for tonight. Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew tonight. It should be a good one. We'll bring you some of the highlights tomorrow on the show. Quickly, let's go to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack, one of our great regular callers, listeners, was occupied, predisposed earlier, wants to get in on the what's for us for today. All right, Jack, give us the answer for today. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll?
Definitely no dinner roll. And I want to give a shout out to a local Milwaukee restaurant, the Packing House, because every meal from the French onion soup is all you really have to order. And they'll give you one of these little mini loaves of bread. It comes out hot, and it's really good with fresh butter on it. Oh, by the way, they also have great entertainment from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I really like the place, obviously.
The Packing House in Milwaukee. All right, that sounds great. I think what we should do, I'm going to pitch this to our people on the 12th floor, I think a supper club tour of Wisconsin is in order.
That would be awesome.
Excellent. Appreciate it, Jack. Have a great day up there in Merrimack, wherever we find you today. All right, let's finish a couple of these clips from after last night's game. Dodgers beat the Brewers 2-1. I was going to say in the ninth inning, Brewers had a chance. This is Pat Murphy, Brewers manager, on Freddie Freeman, who got the lone home run against the Crew last night.
I mean, our defense played great. The play Sal made, Collins made a great play. Terang made three or four really nice plays. That was a great performance on our half. Our pitching staff, for the most part, did a really, really good job. You know, Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
I heard that driving back last night at the post game show, and I thought that was hilarious. That's just Murphy, right? You know, hoping I oversleeps. Sal Frelick, who's better than Sal Frelick? Answer, nobody. Sal Frelick on his great catch last night that resulted in that double play.
Max put a good swing on it, went back, figured it was close to the wall. I don't know if it was going out or not, so just wanted to give myself a play at it and jumped up, and ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey because I saw Teoscar was going like back to third to tag. And yeah, I didn't really know what had happened. I didn't know it hit the wall at the time, so yeah, kind of weird one.
Weird, but I mean, it was just fantastic to watch. I mean, and just what great skills to time that just right, to have to jump up on the wall, catch it as it would have gone out of the ballpark, and to save a grand slam, and just to be nonchalant about it like that.
Like you said, they're locked in. They're focused on the game.
Yeah, they really are. Christian Yelich, last night after the game, talking to our own Mike Clemens in the clubhouse on that run they got in the ninth and facing the Dodgers.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late, and we gave ourselves a chance. You know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing, and made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. This one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
Absolutely. Christian Yelich last night after the game talking with our own Mike Clemens, sports reporter, in the clubhouse. I'm not just saying this. I actually do feel good about the Brewers' chances tonight because they were not intimidated. I'll tell you that. They were not intimidated by the Dodgers. And they went up against Snell, one of the best pitchers in baseball, who had a great night. And that happens. I don't think anybody thought this was going to be a sweep by any sort. And remember, like in the Bucks case, it can't be Brewers in six unless you lose one or two, right? Because I think the Brewers win tonight. I feel good about their chances of getting back to Milwaukee because I don't think that LA is going to win three straight in Los Angeles. I might be wrong, but it's interesting, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that all the games in Los Angeles, and so they get the day off tomorrow. It's a travel day. Then they play in Los Angeles for game three at 5:08 local. That's 3:00 in the afternoon in Los Angeles. And then game four on Friday would be at 7:38 local time, 5:38 on the West Coast. So they're going to have to play a couple of these games, and then also on Saturday's game, if needed, or game five is 7:08 as well. So these games on the West Coast are going to be early. LA traffic, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I feel good about the Brewers' chances tonight. Hope you tune in on many of our great Civic Media stations and the Brewers Radio Network. Zommers, thank you to you doing a great work on the board, as always, to Ty Morse of the great film No Packers, No Life, and Ray Kubota of the same film as well. We'll see you from Waukesha tomorrow at the Majestic Theater for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Cannot wait for that. Be with us then. Until then, Todd Allball saying, whatever you believe in, whatever you are fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Go Crew. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and President Trump issuing a warning to Hamas required in phase two of the U.S. peace plan to disarm. When asked by ABC's Karen Travers how the president intends to enforce that.
And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
How will you do that?
I don't have to explain that to you. But if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. They know I'm not playing games.
The president says it will happen quickly and perhaps violently. Four more deceased hostage bodies were recovered and turned over to the Red Cross and IDF today. The remains of 20 other hostages killed in Gaza have not yet been located. President Trump hosted Argentina's leader today with the U.S. signing off on a $20 billion currency swap with Argentina's central bank. That move has angered many American farmers who say the bailout allows Argentina to sell its soybeans to China. The president says China, by not buying American soybeans, was engaging in an economically hostile act and vowed retribution, including that the U.S. would stop buying cooking oil. This is ABC News.